This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Delta variant of the coronavirus now represents more than 20% of infections in this country, double what it was when the CDC last reported on it. This morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns it may become quite dominant, as he puts it, within a month or so. But he stresses that the vaccines we have work against it. And he says the challenge right now is getting the unvaccinated vaccinated. Some employees at a Houston hospital who refused to get the COVID shot have been fired. Here's our Mike Gracia.
More than 150 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital System who refused to comply with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate have been fired or resigned. A spokesperson for the system says 153 employees resigned or were terminated on Tuesday after a two-week suspension period. The departures followed a ruling by a federal judge that threw out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees challenging the requirement. On June 12th, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said if employees of the hospital system objected to the requirement, they could work elsewhere. The plaintiffs have filed an appeal.
This afternoon, we'll hear from President Biden about the rise in violent crime in this nation. He'll say gun dealers who fail to comply with federal law will lose their licenses on a first offense. And there's more. Here's our Julie Walker.
Biden will also seek increased transparency on gun data, better coordination among states, and he'll push Congress for more money for ATF. The president planned to discuss how $350 billion of the $1 trillion COVID relief package can be used by cities to hire law enforcement officers, pay overtime, prosecute gun traffickers, and invest in technology to make law enforcement more efficient.
A Russian warship fired warning shots this morning to force a British destroyer from Russia's waters near Crimea in the Black Sea. This is AP News. So is House Speaker Pelosi planning an investigation of the attack on the U.S. Capitol building? Here's our Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is refuting a report from an inside source who told the media that Pelosi had told colleagues she was planning to establish a select committee to investigate the events leading up to the deadly attack and the breach of the Capitol building. Pelosi says she did not make that announcement. The House has been considering taking action on its own after GOP senators last month blocked the idea of a bipartisan investigation going forward.
Our Jackie Quinn. NASA is teaming up with Tide to figure out how best to clean astronauts' clothing in space so the clothing can be reused and not tossed like they do it now. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P were all up yesterday. The Dow was up 68. The NASDAQ was up 111. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.